no question. He's, you know, in the off season, he's just improved so much. You know, he's always thinking about winning. He's never. Some guys are performance based, where they're thinking about the performance so much. Krut is just so outcome based of how our team does. That means that's his whole mindset, and his performance just is a byproduct of that because he works so hard and he's thinking about all the right things. This is a great inside story with Krut. Well, first of all, like after the game. It was on CBS Sports and Pete Gillen interviewed me. And we were waiting to get on camera. And he goes, "Did you know Krutwig had a triple double?" And I said, I laughed. I go, "No." And I was really mad at him. I was mad at him. So he missed a bunch of blows. He's so hard because you hold him to such a high standard. He's shooting like 65% in his career. And when he misses one, you get mad because you almost feel like, because you assume he's going to make it. And he missed three or four floaters yesterday that he usually makes. And then he threw one backdoor pass at a key time that got intercepted. And I got mad at him. And I didn't even know he had 10 assists. And he just held him to a high standard. But here's the fun story. So him and I was on the, we stayed back because we got interviewed for TV and the rest of the guys in the locker room. So then we were walking in the locker room after it was, you know, we walked in and the locker room was starting screaming. And Krut goes, "Now that's fun, boys. Now that's fun." And you love that about a big kid like that. Like, you work so hard. I told him, I go, "See, that is what it's about. Grinding so hard, prepping so hard, laying it on the line, and that feeling in the locker room," because he's been there. He's had a lot of those locker room scenes after big wins. And that's what young guys need to understand, is there's a lot of grind and a lot of hard work and a lot of ups and downs that go into that feeling of winning a big game in the locker room. And Krut realizes that, and that was his first comment to the young guys we ran into the locker room. I love it.